You've got this frequency. We're going to call you CKUP. You've got this frequency, 98.3. That frequency is what you're picking up when you tune that radio.
Very impressive.
You can sit on the moon and it looks like they pick up CKUP, clear as a bell.
Fascinating. Your analysis seems logical.
CKUP is on the air.
Did you get vaccinated?
Not yet, but I will soon.
And which one are you getting?
I'm getting the dance vaccine.
The dance vaccine? Great idea.
Yeah, rehearsing with the girls is what I miss the most.
Well, it's going to be the soccer vaccine for me. I can't wait to see the gang again.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Jean Couteau, 6835 Rue Saint-Hubert, June 4th to the 8th.
You put your left hand in, you put your left hand out, you put your left hand in, and you shrink it all about. You do the Vamachara and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You put your left hand in, you put your left hand out, you put your left hand in.
Presented by Undefined Radio.
Suene per il popolo.
E se carte.
That's what it's all about.
Jean Couteau.
Χαούλια μαχούλια γιουγούρτ, ηλιτσινή, τάνα, οχαλή μαουτώμα, τέκουα, ηλινέρα, χατακτομινή, residential school μουτ. Trigger warning, listeners are advised that the episode deals with subjects of residential school. Ay, an episode yunga. Ulumi June 8, 2021, ammalo nipibumut tunga sugitsi. Pita irnik tana inna kiyak sibulikto yidaw suok ammalo inuipi kusingin ning ilisay suok na ulyak miutat sadyak nipibukun ukhali makatigin ng mao tina pisutiyok tana ilisay alawak si mamatigo ya ulumi angit kami ni chukusya piutitlugo. Nuna leo asiano ili sarakti tau hatak sutik. Amma leo khano inu in makiki akun naktu palo kiang inni atsuku sa jumini ugalu akami. Angel Akas, inu juang meo, nuna bimmi, jana fume imin ukhali makatakan lila akum mejo. Taikwa timin 215 piaga pe ili sarak hatak tumini ilu bing nganani jau katalo ma kamloops mi. Taikani ilisak titaw hatak tumini uluti ilisak bingata nunangan ni nani jamini ilubik si Madrid. Tai masibu muat siya kaswang nami kamaluti kanulu mamisak katigigunan nami kamaluti taana ukalima utaw ukalima katakan ng ayo jana pamita at sumamitano. Amalu inutitutu ni jayo ni tusa hatalang amiyusi. So naalatuin na kitsi.
Hi, I'm Annie Pisuti. Today is June 8, 2021. Welcome to Nipibut. Today, Peter Ilnik, elder, community leader, traditional knowledge teacher from Nauyat, Nunavut, speaks with Tina Pisuti about his residential school experience and the resilience of Inuit. Angel Lacasse from Inujuak speaks with Jennifer May about the Residential School Awareness Initiative, organized to commemorate the 215 Indigenous children found on the Kamloops residential school grounds and promote collective and individual healing. We also play Inuktitut music, so keep on listening.
Thank you. Tina Twina, Ohale Magumaneka, Oparone, Isamaru Natoraneka, Ohaus Taranerobe, Eminat Rasuan, Eminat Alino Michano, Taka Ohala, Tinamang, Amaluating, Hope for Wellness Helpline, 1-855-242-3310. Amalu Canadian Residential School Crisis Line, 1-866-295-4419. Amalu Suicide Action Montreal Helpline, 514-723-4000. Amalu 1-866 Appel 2773-5353. Nunavut Kamatsiaktut Helpline 1-800-265-3333. Amalu Ubago Kakitaulangani Facebook Nganu Takuleo Namayute at Asingi Ukalaute Takutsa Majoy Taikani. So Taikunga Puraga Unaktose Nipubumu. If you or someone you know needs support, here to some numbers to call. Hope for Wellness Helpline 1-855-242-3310. Canadian Residential School Crisis Line 1-866-925-4419. Suicide Action Helpline 514-723-4000. 1-866-APPEL 2773-553. Nunavut Kamatsiaktuk Helpline 1-800-265-3333. And on our Nipibuk Facebook page, we have shared additional resources and information, so please visit our page.
Tina Pizukti here with Nipivut. We have Peter Erling with us today. Following the discovery of remains of children in BC, there has been much pain and suffering and demands for justice across Canada. Through this difficult time, we have wonderful elders and people who are pushing forward the healing journey within our communities. People like Pita, originally from Nauyat, who is an elder, a traditional knowledge teacher, and a survivor of the residential schools, who's here with us today to speak to us about his experience and talking about the resilience of Inuit. Good morning, Pita.
Yeah, good morning.
Would you tell us a little bit about your story? You had mentioned that you grew up in a traditional way on the land before going to residential schools, and we'd love to hear a little bit about that.
Okay, thank you very much for interviewing me on this important topic. I was born in the Nicolu in 1947, and I lived in the Nicolu for the first 11 years of my life until I was forcibly taken. I actually introduced this topic as I was kidnapped in broad daylight by a Roman Catholic priest and the government agent when they took me away from our traditional hunting camp in August of 1958. So I introduced myself as someone who was born in the land, born in the Nicolu and lived in the Nicolu for the first 11 years of my life until I was taken by that Roman Catholic priest and the government agent in the summertime. So I grew up as a hunter, as a fisher, traveling by dog team in the wintertime, living in tents in the summertime. And tell you the truth, to tell you a bit about my community in 1958, we Inuit numbered something like 95 people, and we only had 5 wooden houses. 3 belonged to the Hudson Bay Company, and 2 belonged to the Roman Catholic Mission, and the rest of us Inuit families. We used to live in igloos and tents in the summertime. That's pretty much how we grew up as a traditional Inuit at that particular period of time.
Pita, you go around very often speaking about traditional knowledge and healing for communities. I assume that being taken away was a very traumatic experience. And must have been very difficult. How were you able to find resilience following this absolutely terrible period of your life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a survivor of residential school for a 6-year period, 4 years at Turkotel Hall, Sir Joseph Bernier Federal Day School, Acacia Hall, Sir John Franklin High School in Yellowknife, and Churchill Vocational Center in 1964 and 1965. I was brought up to be a good hunter, a good family person, a good family man, a good husband, able to hunt and trap and hunting seals and fishing for Arctic char. That was to have been my life. However, when we were taken to a residential school, we were not allowed to speak Inuktitut, our own language. And when we spoke at a residential school, we were slapped, hit on the palm of our hands with a yardstick, a meter stick, 3-foot yardstick. And we were told never to speak that language again, and told that we are here to learn to speak English, write English, and arithmetic. So that's the way we were taught at the residential school. Mm-hmm. And my generation of Inuit people, you know, people you must have heard of, people like Jack Anahuac, for example, Paul Kwasa, for another, and and countless number of other Inuit who attended residential schools in the 1950s and 60s. We kept our language because they would send us home in May and take us back to our residential school in August. Mm. And when we got home, we would speak nothing but Inuktitut, because our parents did not speak a word of English, so we always spoke to them in Inuktitut, and they always spoke to us Inuktitut, teaching us about everyday language of the Inuit in the springtime, summertime, and a little bit about the fall time. But one of the things that happened at the residential school was that we had forgotten quite a bit about the winter language, because, as I said, we were not taught about our own culture and about our own language when we attended residential school. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Inuit patients. We Inuit can survive anything because we have always been patient people. To live in the Nikkaluu, roughly 25 feet in diameter, we had a family of five people in our igloo in the wintertime. And to talk about the darkness of the weather in the wintertime, and right about now, by the way, we have 24-hour sunlight in the Arctic, where I come from, and all the way up to Pond Inlet and Grease Fjord and places like that. So we had to survive in the wintertime during the very dark days. And our igloo was only lit by Inuit oil lamp known as Pudluk. And when there was no seals, when there was no seal fat we used for oil for that Pudluk, we had no light in the igloo. And we stayed in the darkness, complete darkness, for a week or 2 weeks until somebody catches a seal. That's how we used to get light again. So we're very patient people, and we can survive anything as Inuit. And things that happened at the residential school, you know, the loss of culture, the loss of language, the loss of traditional beliefs of Inuit, such as Inuit shamanism, and sexually abused by the clergy, the Roman Catholic priests, their brothers, or great aunts, and things like that. And we always knew from our parents' teachings and our grandparents and our ancestors that things come to pass. Anigo omaktut, that's what resiliency means in Inuktitut. So by being patient, we survived what happened at the residential school. We moved forward in taking back, reclaiming, and taking back what we've lost in terms of our culture and in terms of our language. And we're teaching Inuit culture in the classrooms. We're teaching a lot of our people in Inuktitut language, and we're always moving forward in terms of protecting and preserving and promote our language as well as our Inuit culture. So we lead as residential school survivors. I often say to people that I am a residential school survivor, but I lead a very great life, and that's something that I cherish very much in terms of teaching Inuit culture, Inuit language all over the place. You asked earlier about Inuit traditional knowledge. We put in place, when we were making the government of Nunavut, for example, Inuit Kauyemayatohangit, which is Inuit traditional knowledge, and that's something that is the foundation of the government of Nunavut. So from there, a lot more about Inuit culture, as well as Inuit language and Inuit Kauyemayatohangit in the classrooms in Nunavut. In Nunavut, for example, we even have established what we call a Pikkusillerivvik, which is an Inuit cultural center in Kangituwaapik, Clyde River, where Inuit men and women, mostly young men and women, to learn about their own culture and their own language, Inuit shamanism, drum dancing, and things like that when they go to that school. So we're moving along in terms of taking back and reclaiming our culture in Nunavut.
Mm-hmm. Pita, what can be said for the anger that exists? How do you deal with or manage that anger? I know I often speak about anger and how motivating anger has been in my life, because I transform that to make action, because I have a desire to always want to change injustices and change things. How has anger affected you, and how have you been able to manage that?
Well, that's a really, really good question you asked. One of the things we were taught as Inuit since a long, long time ago, thousands of years ago, was that they said, our parents, that if you are angry in the morning, don't be angry by the time the sun sets. So that's a really strong teaching from our parents as well. We were told never to hold anger for a long period of time. In 1989 and 1990, when I first started working on this Inuit healing journey from the impact of residential school, Turketel Hall and Sir Joseph Bernier Federal Day School in Chesterfield Inlet, I was joined by two other people. There was late Marius Chungilik, who made a statement about the kinds of things that I just talked about, the loss of culture, sexual abuses that took place at the residential school. And there was another one, Jack Hanawak, who was a member of parliament for Nunavut at that period of time, who asked the Council of Bishops to apologize to the Inuit for what happened at the residential school over there in the 50s and 60s. When I started to talk about this, I had a lot of flashback in 1989 and 1990 and following years. So the first couple of years when I would talk about it, I would be quite angry towards the church, towards the church members. And the more I talk about it today, that 32 years later, I no longer have anger in dealing with what happened at the residential school. Firstly, I quit smoking cigarettes 29 years ago, and I also quit drinking alcohol 26 years ago. That is my own healing journey for myself. I drank for what happened at the residential school during that time as a young boy. And I have always said to people, because I do a lot of speaking about the impact of residential school to many people, particularly my fellow survivors of residential school, you know, talk about what happened to you, because talking about pain is healing. And so from that point of view, when you talk about it, you are healing. And healing is an important topic, and for us Inuit as well. And reconciliation is another thing that I do quite a lot with other people, particularly the survivors, as well as our parents who were helpless and voiceless when we were taken away to go to residential school. So I have been able to help the society to have the courage. Courage is something that is really important for me to talk about to people as well, because when we were taken away forcibly by the church and the government to go to residential school, it was very fearful. We were very fearful of what is about to happen and not knowing where we were going into. So I encourage people to have courage and to speak, and to be able to speak about what happened to them at the residential school, because as I said, when you talk about pain, it's healing all the time. And that's the way we have been able to move forward in good faith.
Peter, I'm wondering, we look to our elders for so many things in society, and I'm wondering, is there a supportive role that you think families play for elders and for survivors to help them through this time?
We do have support in our communities. We have our own governments have some support role. We have Inuit organizations who have a certain amount of support role to the community. And particularly those of us who have gone to residential school. We play a fairly big support role to our people, because I find even with what happened at Kamloops with 215, there's a lot of shock, and there's a lot of anger, and there's a lot of people who are wanting to be heard as to what happened at that particular school. Whatever happened at that particular school, done by the church, as survivors of residential school, we are obviously impacted by what happened. So we immediately play a role in terms of helping to support people, moral support in terms of healing, and that's the way we do it. The good thing about it is that we're able to do it a number of ways. We can speak through the radio and communicate with people in Inuktitut, in Nunavut and Nunavik, as well as Inuvialuit in the West Nunavut. We can do it through various papers, and we can do it through social media. So we do have quite a good support of people from various government agencies and Inuit organizations.
Mm-hmm. You spoke about resilience, and you spoke about healing and the importance of language and culture and speaking about pain. What about more Western approaches to healing? How important are those?
Yeah, I have in the last, particularly in the last 20, 25 years, when we talk about Western approaches to healing. I work with Truth and Reconciliation Commission as well as their Inuit cultural advisor for the first 3 years of their operation. And when we talk about healing, I have been invited to speak by various universities across Canada to help with better healing and reconciliation of people. And which is a really good way to talk with other people in Southern Canada, using the Western people's ways of looking at healing. And certainly a lot of opportunity in Canada in the last 10 years or so or over to talk a lot about healing and reconciliation with Truth and Reconciliation Commission, as well as educational institutions across Canada. So I'm often invited to speak to provide Inuit input on healing of people, reconciliation of people, because that's the ultimate objective that I want to be able to move to in the future. So it's a good way. It's acceptable to me. Marrying the modern science and traditional science, Inuit traditional knowledge, is a good thing to do.
You keep mentioning reconciliation. Is it in your point of view that when it comes to a collective healing for our communities, that non-Indigenous people also have a role to play?
Yeah. And some are playing. They cannot be just observers about what's happening with the residential school, because it's a very, very big issue today, especially in light of 215. Mm-hmm. And the Southern Canadians, the non-Indigenous people, can play a big role in terms of moving forward, healing and reconciliation. I say this because residential school is not only Inuit experience, it's not only Indigenous experience, it's a Canadian history. So every Canadian living in Canada has a right, duty, and responsibility to know what happened to us at the residential school.
Mm.
So this is why I have to be involved in moving forward the healing and reconciliation for all of us.
Do you have any ideas or information you'd like to share with general Canadians on how they can perhaps be better allies or provide better support to us during this time?
Yeah, come and talk to us. Be part of us. Come and talk to us in our communities, invite us to your educational institutions, invite us to your cities, and let's have a discussion about this particular issue, because we want to be able to work together, providing a better future for our children, as well as their children, as well as their grandchildren. So that's what we want to be able to do. And we have to do it in honesty, truthfulness, as well as determination.
Pete Duck, you're such an inspiration, and it's always so incredibly lovely to have you come speak to us. Is there anything else you wanted to share with our listeners before we go?
Thank you for having me. Thank you for inviting me to speak. And let's work on this Inuit word that I often said to people in different parts of the world. Inyokatigitiapnak, which is translated to living in peace and harmony with love, compassion, care, and respect for one another. Let's do it, because we can do it.
Mm-hmm. So it's Inuhatigitarnik.
And Inuhatigitarnik, yes. That's how our ancestors survived for many, many thousands of years. And we can do it also for many, many thousands of years more in the future.
Nakomik Morialuk.
Koyanamik Nakomik.
Sinatumaku imilaw ama sinitilunga dosang nilang ma momento nilo tau dulaw ko nga obya jubludi o milaw mata Amata, amata, ubla ku kilula bunga. Amata, amata, ubla ku kilula bunga. Dupale rama. Amata, amata,
amata,
ubla kuku kilula bunga. Amata, amata, ubla kuku kilula bunga. Sinatumaku. Amata,
amata,
amata, ubla kuku kilula bunga. Amata,
amata,
amata, ubla kuku kilula bunga. Dupale rama. Isumalaw ko nga lulunga pingwala le ama ozinga blonga emila konga ilagiyaka sinila mio amata
Now you're down, and I'm not. Tagalog, Gawi, Zawi, Simul, China, Analang Alokayula, Malusubia, Dagwa ko chita. Tagong ananong wami, ano mga kaktulago?
I'm so no, up. Apa tau nak kasih tau apa nih tak sampai?
Dah aneh, dah aku nggak pernah sih dah. Aku semua semua terlalu terlalu je. Apa? Hari terus? Dah apa nih? Pisu pisu ni kalau cuci, anak pagi cuci, malam cuci, malu pisu rumah dah nampak raya. Malu kita itu nanti. Aku semua ini apa nih? Tak kau terlalu lembu. Dah. Ilu na dagat imalok sita. Halo na dagang pinasuso. Mong rayang security guard o malok koto. Hay kaswa lauro. Permit hagay hak ni raksin. Dagang ni. Alam na ako labor. May maurag din eh. Kami si Junya sita. Hulang ikalok. Asila. Alam na alok sita. May anak to ako lauro. Mamil na to ating chini. Kagkalab. Yusin eh. Ilo na, takakalago si Magata. Takakalago si Magata. Maliyok, maliyong tukutin na si Ta. Nanungwani, alam ako si Ta. Halo na, ilang eh. Kaya katalago, alam ako hata ako ako sa sito. Nanungwani, takakalago, halo na. Mami, ano si Ta. Kaya katalago eh. Ino manak mo ni. Uhara, sito. Ang manak mo ni. Ilang eh, dadami hata mata. Halo na, sa lahat si mga itak ninyo, sa hatal kami. Dahil mga ngayon, layo haso kong mata. Ano, busy haso kong yung mga ato, residential schools. Dito, 250, teko rin din yung mata. Halo na, nalagay lalong mo, lahi balong mata. Inahakati, ano, busy haki daw siyo kong mga ato. Asila, alo, di alam mo, at sita. Nga alam ako sita, maming nga daw bilayo. Kaya nga alam ako sita, libog ka ta. Tahat sita, saan nila sita, alam ako kaya mi. 6 hours niyo ko, tutaka niya, alam ako lalo ka ta.
Wow.
O kura yun siya nito. Naman ako siya nga, huli yun, minat siya sila ako ko ma, huli. Ikit siya ko. Ilo na to, nili ko na sila ako ka ta. Ano, suka daw ni mga ta. Okay. Ano, so adoro ko niyong mga ato, bago. Uha ko na si Tita. Kaya Tita la, huli ako, hindi ko matindo ko, tema. Mamisak na daw ito lang.
Wow.
Saka, huli, hamit sa rat ko. Hawi sila ko, kami si Kalle. Okay. Nanilima, ang lang ako si Malak din eh. Yung kalakto, pero eh. Ilang nga la, halita, talikat ang si Tita. Tema, amisod sa mata.
Na lao ha su su ge gus pom sak petri na lao ma.
Gus pom sak na lao ayo di kamo tan.
Ah na ko meng eh ah absurd na tsi ga vid. Ta ida ge ma ve.
Ya ah uhagal lao ma pinta ga tan na. Da ko ako no tai no luta. Kaya sikat pala ka ta, alam ako ni mo. Alaw di alam ni, ato do ta. Ilaw ko mali, uwan ni message ka ta ko na lang ayo, Facebook ko. Angel Lacaz, Montreal. Ani, Montreal ni, alam ako kaila ko nakalak mga ta. Isimag sa siyo hata si ta. Ang malo. Tema, do kita rin si malakso nga. Abik sikat pala ko ma. Alay, Confirming kalok di Canada mo. Ilaw kaptahod suri. Alam ako ni mo. Hardy ka sa wala suri. News ko ipasat ako nila ito nga. CBC ko. Alam balot to. Ontario, New York City. Eh, matse na. Alam ko yan ni Atok City. 200 o matangit to ni. O matingon. Ulungon ni. Alam mo ka tatubo niya din siya. Dilaw yung mata. Dahil na, uhakal na akong kumamis ako. Dahil na, nikiya pinya ka na ako siya. Alam mo ako niya. Alam ko yan niya. Isya niya. kauli na kay Makti siya lalo, halunani, hanot, sinani, at yung timangata, ini alay nakakasi na yung tamang, kaya dami ang mamin na dati yung sinilo. Nagkalangat yung kinsingin ni, kinsihan talilaro at ta, mamisak mo dati yung matagak ka na. Tapos ni, sabi siya ta, iyong mga gato siya ta, ala anak to kalalaro. Uhahatiri, huwag na sa tila, uhahatiri, hatiri lang sa talo. Ano, so kata siya lang ata. That's a moment song. Ilaw ko na din. Ilaw ko surit. Nikila bila na ako sinatay na. Ang ilira ako na to. Ano si Canada niyo, tuki si Valero. Ano? Yung si Hakita ang mga dyan, nakakasi na hiri. Ano si Tuki si Rala ko, tikalok si ako na to. Canada niyo ko ni Hata. Ilan ko. Ilan ko. Ikiyatang na sa rato ko kata, halo na sa nun. Halo na hati nun. Kasi ano, nala ko natura kata. Ami si, hali rala ko di, that's the moment sa mo. Ami si, hali ya, si itataw ko na di. Ami si, halo na, di kasi wali ato kata.
Tayo na kung may makialo, pinaso hata to din na, ha, miso na, nakawiyaw sa ngayon magabit.
Niya, nakawiyaw, hati sila, di ba ni, tanong na.
Kinatoy na o kare maguman ni ka o balo ni isamalo na to kang ni ka o kao sa tsakang ni Rube eminiat kasuang ni eminiat tali ni umitsano tag o kalaw tayo ng mga amalo at ng Hope for Wellness Helpline 1-855-242-3310 amalo Canadian Residential School Crisis Line 1-866-295-4419. Amalu Suicide Action Montreal Helpline 514-723-4000. Amalu 1-866-APPEL 277-3553. Nunavut Kamatsiaktut Helpline 1-800-265-3333. If you or someone you know needs support, here are some numbers to call. Hope for Wellness Helpline, 1-855-242-3310. Canadian Residential School Crisis Line, 1-866-925-4419. Suicide Action Helpline, 514-723-4000. 1-866-APPEL 277-3553. Nunavut Kamatsiaktuk Helpline, 1-800-265-3333. And on our Nipibu Facebook page, we have shared additional resources and information. So please visit our page.
Nakomik ni pibumut na lagun na katagatsi. Tana si bulut ni chayo to sa hatakta si Angela Amagaleo ingili amininga. Amaluta panipinasutuyugut ubanga anipisuti Jennifer May, Nancy Angela, Tina Pisuti, Amalu Kaura Bowers. Nakomik mi yugut Concordia University, Southern Quebec Inuit Association, Amalu CKUT 90.3 FM. Pinasuago si ulatumi Nala Larabusi Urban Indigenous Radio to Saksoti Lugu Amaru Utila Mayugu June 22 Murakan. Time out to Saksorang Alamayuk, so perspective. Thank you for listening to Nipibut. Our theme song is by Angela Amarwalik. This episode was made by me, Annie Pisutti, Jennifer May, Nancy Engelert, Tina Pisutti, and Carol Bauer. Thanks to Concordia University, Southern Quebec Inuit Association, and CKUT 90.3 FM. Tune in this time next week to Urban Indigenous Radio, and we will be back June 22nd. Stay tuned for Soul Perspective coming up next. Tabawasi! Bye!
Ago, in Montreal City, there was a great emptiness, without any kind of sound, without any kind of harmony, without any kind of voice. Only a hideous monster, the monster of the silence, and his horrible laughing. The crew monster had been covered the mouth of every citizen from Montreal with a lot of stronger species of masking tape in order to keep quiet any opinion or disagreement. The Black Hand Productions presents The Seven Warriors, the battle for the voice of the voiceless.
In 1987, those seven warriors, most of them volunteers, without any kind of payment, found an effective weapon against the monster. They worked for a Buell community radio station, CKUT 90.3 FM, which waves destroyed the monster of the silence. The malefic creature couldn't resist a community radio station with intelligent radio shows, truthful and impartial news, excellent music programming, and the most important.
CKUT is a community radio station that right now is the voice of the voiceless.
The monster died 20 years ago. And today,